Welcome to the Bruce Diabolique Podcast. I'm your host, Fat Max, here to indulge you in a session of the devil's music. So sit back, relax, and take it all in. After all, it has been said that the devil has the best tunes.
Welcome to session 24 of the Blues Diabolique podcast, right here on Radio Free Satan. I'm your host, Fat Max, and this episode is all about Texas blues, the guitar-based style that brought a whole new dimension to the devil's music. So sit back, relax, and let me indulge you in some solid southern music. Here's T-Bone Walker with Stormy Monday.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray.
Bring no coffee home. Mom got mad at Papa, couldn't bring no coffee home. She began to wonder what is going on wrong. Pop said, Mom ain't mad at you, now don't get mad at me. Baby, I ain't mad at you, now don't get mad at me. Whoa. always been teasing Mama, cause she say I ain't married you. Pop must been teasing Mama, cause she say I ain't married you. She said everything's all right, don't make no difference what you do. You know Papa got good with Mama somehow. And I was crying for bread, and yes I, baby, I was crying for bread, and did it what I did. Now look at Mama, just trying to shout. But Papa come home late at night. It was early one evening, but Papa come home late at night. That when Mama was mad at her, Papa began to fight.
Pee Wee Crayton, and you also heard Lightning Hopkins with Coffee House Blues. So where did the Texas blues sound originate from? Its origins are the working fields, the ranches, and oil fields across the southern states during the 1900s. But it was a blues player by the name of Blind Lemon Jefferson who pioneered the style by using more jazz-oriented sound structures and playing techniques. His playing was so unique that he was given the title Founder of Texas Blues. More music now. This is Mercy D with Lonesome Cabin Blues.
Hey,
days it's lonesome in my cabin. Just me and my telephone. And it's lonesome in my cabin. Just me and my telephone. All I have no one to cling to, no one to call my own. Now the nights are long and gloomy, no one knocking on my door. The nights are long and gloomy, no one knocking on my door. No one to feel my sympathy, no one to say hello. Lonesome cabin blues, and there's much too much for me. These old lonesome cabin blues, and there's much too much for me. Thought I'm gonna find me some other woman just to keep my company.
Thank you. you think so good, tell you we'll slap it, I won't hate.
Was Sippy Wallace with I'm a Mighty Woman, and before that you heard Blue, Black and Evil by Leroy Irvin. Texas blues is often referred to as urban blues or the urban sound. This is attributed to the movement of people during the Great Depression in the 1930s, where many bluesmen moved to cities including Galveston, San Antonio, Houston and Dallas. It was from these urban centers that a new wave of popular performers appeared, including slide guitarist and gospel singer Blind Willie Johnson, Lightning Hopkins, and Little Son Jackson. Even Delta blues legend Robert Johnson recorded his entire repertoire over two sessions in Texas. One of the most influential and well-known of these traveling musicians was T-Bone Walker, who eventually moved to Los Angeles in the 1940s, and it was here that some of his greatest work was recorded. You heard one of his most popular tunes at the start of this episode, and his music has been a cornerstone in the development of the Texas blues sound. More music now. This is Oscar Woods and Evil Hearted Woman.
One morning, about to break a day, she She told me, Daddy, Daddy, I'm gonna let you have your way. Early one morning, by the break of day. When she told me, Daddy, Daddy, I'm gonna let you have your way. I get lonesome, down here by myself, thinking about you, Jesse, you out with someone else. I get lonesome, down here by myself, thinking about you, Jesse, and you out with somebody else.
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble there with Pride and Joy. Hope you're enjoying this indulgence in Texas blues. Time for a quick break now. Be right back after this.
Handmade all-natural botanical perfumes, soaps, and ceremonial incense. Sculptures and jewelry to adorn yourself and your other altars. All this and more await you at moonandsunemporium.com. ritual perfumes, and other occult fine art luxuries, created and curated by me, Priestess Sarah Josephine Clark, with tarot readings by Reverend Dr. Dylan Clark. MoonAndSunEmporium.com.
You're listening to the Blues Diabolik Podcast, right here on Radio Free Satan. I'm your host, Fat Max, and please feel free to drop me a line. The email is bluesdiabolik@gmail.com. There's also a Facebook page, Blues Diabolik, which has all the latest updates from the show. Now, T-Bone Walker had a very distinctive swing-influenced backing and lead guitar sound, which became the forerunner to modern-day electric blues. He was a major influence of blues music great B.B. King, who said that it was T-Bone Walker that made King go out and buy his first electric guitar. Now, just as a side note, B.B. King will be the subject of a future Blues Diabolik session, so keep an eye out for that one. More music now. Here's Texas Alexandra with Crossroads.
Standing at the crossroads, I was trying my best to get her out. I was standing at the crossroads, I was trying my best to get her out. Nobody seemed to know me, everybody was bad me. Got it good. Don't a man feel bad, people, when all he got it good. Before you get to be a man, if I just had listened to what my mama said, if I just had listened to what my mama said, yeah, I'd have been at home sleeping, mama.
As the sound became more popular, so the stable of Texas blues players increased. Fantastic blues players such as Albert Collins and Freddie King were at the forefront of the scene, and in turn their music reached a global audience, especially in the UK, where artists such as Eric Clapton became captivated with the sound. One particular place, Austin, became the hub of Texas blues around the 1970s, the raw, fast-paced and country rock style appreciated by a whole new audience. The music developed further with the introduction of keyboards and brass sections into the band. Artists such as Johnny Winter and Stevie Ray Vaughan established themselves as the trailblazers of this style, and in turn went on to influence so many modern artists that's an impossible to name them all. One notable band, however, that came through was ZZ Top, who were a huge commercial success in the 80s and beyond. More music now. Here's Black Ace with You're Gonna Need My Help One Day.
Give you my money for my clothes for you, and what more, mama, can a poor man do? after all, I can see you gonna need my help someday. I cooked your breakfast right to your bed. I took my comb, mama, I combed your head. Now after all, I can see you gonna need my help someday. Come home last night, I was almost full. You took my suitcase, sold my clothes, I do. But after all, I can see you gonna need my help someday. I done more for you than your mama did. You got another man, baby, you don't try to keep it hid. So after all, I can see you gonna need my help someday. You keep me worried about to lose my mind. You can't be like mama all the time. Oh, after all, I can see you gonna need my help someday. Let me tell you, mama, as I leave your door, you got to reap, mama, just what you sow. After all, I can see you gonna need my help someday.
Texas blues is seen as the more commercial sound of the devil's music, and in turn, it has opened up the blues to a much wider and diverse audience. It has acted as the starting point for people to explore blues in general and dig deeper into the origins of the sound. I've met many people over the years who were introduced to blues music by the likes of Stevie Ray Vaughan and who are now avid listeners and collectors of traditional Mississippi Delta and Hill Country blues. Long may this sound continue. Well, that's it for this session of the Blues Diabolik podcast. I hope you enjoyed this taste of Texas blues, and I look forward to playing more in future sessions. I'll leave you now with a great track from Freddie King. This is The Stumble. Take care, hail the blues, and hail Satan.
you for listening to the Blues Diabolik Podcast with me, Fat Max. For comments, suggestions, or requests, email me at bluesdiabolik@gmail.com. And remember, the devil has the best tunes.